Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. I'm joined now in the studio with the wonderful Hannah West. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for coming on in.
Absolute
pleasure to have you here. Now we're going to go straight into a song. What are you going to play for us first?
This is a song that me and my friend Scott wrote yesterday, and it's called Daffodils.
Okay, thank you very much.
Lined up in chronological order, books and papers stacked up way too high. The doves get released into the sky. There's no one there to say goodbye. There's no one there. Stereotypical way of feeling, mouth and fingers beating way too hard. As the day turns gray, bitter nails and sleepless nights, but still, bitter nails and sleepless nights, but still, bitter nails and sleepless nights. Still go in the same place that I was told. Minor chords soak through my brain. Settings keep being messed up with, and they will never ever be the same. But I go back to the same old place. But I go back to the same old place. And I go to the same old place. 'Cause the daffodils grew in the same place that I was told. And I was told.
Daffodils there by Hannah West, and you've got Scott playing with you today.
Yeah,
brilliant. And does he play with you all the time, or is this just for like this session?
We've only recently done like a couple of things together. Yeah. We haven't really made a routine of it as such.
Yeah.
But he's a really
good
guitarist.
He's here to support you today.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. So how long have you been playing music, Hannah?
I actually only realised that I could sing when I was in about year 10.
And if you don't mind me asking, sort of, how old are you now?
I'm 17 now.
17.
Yeah. So my teacher was like, oh, you're really good at singing. So
yeah.
I was like,
she's right.
Okay. So then left school,
yeah.
Went to Bath College, studying music now, and I'm loving every second of it, like literally.
Brilliant. So who are your influences?
My influences. I really love, and she's not really that big at the moment. Well, she is big in my eyes. Yeah. She's sort of like a role model, but Gabrielle Rapplin.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. But also, like, sort of, I try and influence, like, a bit like Florence and Machine, like, yeah. on my own couple of tracks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really. So you've got influences coming from yeah. various different areas. That's brilliant. And you say you've been playing for... So how long have you been playing guitar for whilst you've been at college?
Since Christmas.
Since Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas. Wow.
Yeah, so not very long.
And is this self-taught or is this something that you're learning
yeah,
at college?
No, self-taught.
Brilliant.
Good old guitar tabs, ultimate guitar. so yeah, I just sat down in my bedroom.
So these really are the early days of the making
yeah,
of Hannah West.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Brilliant. And what have you got coming up in the way of... sort of gigs wise?
Got one on the 14th of April.
This is a Sheer Music gig.
Yes.
I believe with
yeah.
Alex Sears.
Yeah.
And
Superstars.
Yeah. Now, Superstars, of course, listeners played a session for us a few weeks ago. You can still go onto the website and download that. Fantasy Radio, Matthew Corbett. Little plug there. Yeah. What are you going to play for us next, Hannah?
This is going to be a cover of Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Okay.
I'm coming out of my cage and I'm doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. Started out with a kiss, I did it and I'm like this. It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while I'm stopping the smoke and she's taking the drag. Now I'm going to bed and my stomach is sick and it's all in my head, but she's touching his chest now. He's taking off the
Brightside there, originally by The Killers, but performed for you right there by Hannah West, who is with me in the studio right now. Hannah, where else can we listen to your music? Are you on Facebook, SoundCloud?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and YouTube. Currently not got anything on my SoundCloud at the moment. I use it for mainly like my college stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So we have to like upload.
Yeah.
Not going into the details of it. but yeah, it's more YouTube is my sort of, and my Facebook is like my base.
Brilliant. So these are videos you're filming yourself?
Yeah, I sit in my bedroom or the office at home and just record myself. So I'm doing live acoustic tracks.
Brilliant. Now, these your own tracks, or are you doing like other covers as well?
They're normally suggestion covers. So like someone goes to me, oh, do you fancy doing this song? And then I just go, okay. Then I'll cover it for them. And so it's more for...
Is that a way so you can learn new songs yourself?
And yeah, definitely.
You say you've only been playing since Christmas.
Yeah.
Feels like yesterday it was only Christmas.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, so you've learnt them pretty quick.
Yeah, especially like we've been getting quite a lot of gigs recently.
Yeah.
So obviously they're like, oh, yeah, live acoustic.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And I'm like, we've only been playing guitar since Christmas.
Well, you say you only learnt your first song yesterday.
Yes.
You only finished that yesterday.
Yes.
So is that quite a quick
it was...
process? Well, what's the writing process for you?
Basically, me and Scott just sat down yesterday. It's called an acoustic room. Obviously, amazing acoustics in this room. So I sat down in there and you just started playing this riff and I was like, wouldn't mind putting some lyrics to that. So it's basically about a person who their whole life is sort of changing and evolving around them, but then they can still go back to the same place where the daffodils grow. So that's the only thing that in their life isn't changing. Oh. So it's just like...
If you don't mind me saying, for a young lady such as yourself, these are you're very mature. Like you wouldn't think when hearing these are coming from, someone like I don't mean to sound that patronising.
No, yeah.
Please take it as a compliment.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And in your vocals, I find as well, it sounds extremely mature.
Thank you.
I think you've got brilliant vocals. And with that Mr. Brightside song there, it's you've really made it sound your own. Is it quite a personal song to you?
I travelled quite a lot because I was a gymnast when I was younger.
Okay.
So being young and having, what is it, the MP3 players.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to have that on replay, like, when I was younger. It used to be, like, my happy song.
Brilliant.
But no, I don't, as I said about my writing, I don't really like to write about love at all.
No.
Because every pop song or songs are normally about love, so I like to write about life instead of...
Now, you want to do, sort of make yourself sit down and write a song, or you always, as soon as you've got an idea, you're like, give me some pen and paper, like write it on your arm.
Like I don't go anywhere without a pen and paper.
Yeah.
And especially like my phone, like you should see my phone, like memo pages just blocked up with lyrics. So it just comes to me. And then like when I get the time to, because obviously we're college and everything and gigs, sit down and try and put some chords to them and make a melody. So.
Brilliant. Now, you say we can hear you on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
And the 14th of April, you'll be playing. I believe doors are... I've researched the gigs. Just in case you don't know. Do you know when abouts you're on? I know it's not for a little while off.
I think it might be 9:15. I'm not too sure.
Anyway, listeners, doors are open about 8. It's at the Lamb. So come on down. Hannah West, Alex Sears, and the superstars who you can still listen again on the Fantasy Radio website. Thank you very much, Hannah, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. What's this final song you're going to play for us?
This is a song that I've just released, and it's called 1,000 Seats.
Sorry, just before you go in there, you say you just released it?
Yeah, just I've had like a couple of offers on it.
Oh, so, really? Yeah. Is this an EP that's just been released?
It's going to be part of my EP. I'm working on my EP at the moment.
Oh, brilliant. And when is this going to be out?
Hopefully by June, just before I go on tour. So,
Cool. Yeah. Sorry, but I just said introduce a song and I want to talk to you more. You're going on tour,
Where
are you going to be playing?
I'm going on tour in July with a French-Canadian band called Mosquito Bee.
Okay.
In July time. And they've asked me to do a couple of sets. I'm going London, Lyme Regis, Froome, Wareham, Bath, Bristol.
Brilliant.
So
how did you come across these guys? Do you know them already, or they?
Well, they came over last year.
Yeah.
And they heard a track that I did. It's called Bird of Prey, and they were like, "Oh, wouldn't mind her having her sing on one of our tracks." So, it's quite a big
That must
thing.
Be a huge compliment.
Well, yeah, definitely. Like they basically handed over their track to me and said, "Right, learn this by tomorrow. We have a gig tomorrow."
Yeah.
And I was like, really?
You seem to be a very quick learner.
Says that.
Being jumped in on the deep end.
Oh yeah, definitely. I love a challenge.
Like I'm interested if this is what we get after a couple of months. You know, since you've been learning from Christmas, what you're going to be like in a year's time?
Yeah.
Right, well, I wish you all the best, Hannah.
Thank you.
And sorry, what was the name of this track?
This is called 1,000 Seats.
Thank you.
It will take some time to understand.